This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark, and I hope you're having a great summer. I have three wonderful episodes to share with you again with stories from our hit book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Laughter is the Best Medicine.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul, and today I'm sharing two stories from our best-selling book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Laughter is the Best Medicine. Today's stories are about crazy things that happened with work colleagues or at work. And both of these stories made me laugh out loud while I was editing them. And I think they're going to brighten your day as well. In our first story, Julie DeBell says that everyone knew she was a little bit of a klutz. But when she invited a colleague from work named Marcel to come over one day with his family, he warned her that his wife was the queen of klutz. Julie couldn't believe that his wife could be that bad, but he said she really was. Starting on their wedding day when she tripped over her own wedding gown while walking down the aisle. Well, when Marcel and his wife showed up with their two kids, indeed the first thing that happened was Marcel's wife tripping over the first step coming up the stairs to their house. But she recovered quickly, and Julie still figured that Marcel was exaggerating. Marcel's wife actually brought a really nice whipped cream-covered cake that she had made. So they put it in the fridge, and then they went outside to have drinks, and the wife was a little cold, so Julie lent her a jean jacket to wear over her dress. As the wife was reaching to take the jacket from Julie, she knocked over all the plastic glasses that were stacked on the table, and they all fell to the ground. And then, in attempting to pick up the stack of glasses, she stepped on them and cracked the whole stack at once. "No worries, we recycle," Julie said. Now a bit concerned about bringing out glassware to replace the broken plastic cups, but the rest of the meal went fine. No more mishaps. Then at dessert time, Julie wisely carried out the huge cake that Marcel's wife had made because it was covered with all that whipped cream and fruit, so no mishap there. But they didn't eat that much of the cake, so the wife insisted on carrying it back inside, even though Julie wanted to do all the cleanup herself. Marcel's wife seized that platter that still had half a cake on it, marched up the back steps, and missed the landing at the top of the steps. Julie says she tumbled headfirst as the cake flew in the air and exploded all over the back balcony, including the screen door and the kitchen window. Marcel's wife was on all fours. Whipped cream was everywhere. Our two kids watched my face in horror, expecting a possible outburst at this point. I was speechless. I had never seen anything like this before. I was already anticipating the ants that would invade the back porch in droves to feast on all the bits of sugar and cream that now sparkled beneath the patio lights. Some of the fruit filling had puddled under the couch, dripping off the sides of the balcony. Marcel's wife kept apologizing, and Marcel said, "I warned you." Julie's husband got out the hose and sprayed the back porch and the kitchen door and window, and he cleaned up the whole exploded cake mess. And then, as it got cooler, they moved indoors. And now Julie continues the story, saying, "When it was time to leave, I reminded Marcel's wife to return my jacket. While we were chatting, I thought I caught a glimpse of the woman's underwear and bra. I shook my head, thinking I had gone completely mad. But when I looked up again, she was handing me the jacket in full undergarments, including skin-colored pantyhose. Everyone turned and looked at her. Her daughter cried out, "Mom!" and hit her face against her father's chest. "Oh my," Marcel's wife said. Not only had she unbuttoned Julie's jean jacket to remove it, but she had absentmindedly unbuttoned her denim dress underneath it, taking off the jacket and the dress in one not-so-smooth move.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here's another funny at work story from you, from Melanie Savitas, who uses what is called the total physical response method for teaching English as a second language. It works like this. First, the teacher models a series of actions while narrating the actions so the kids learn the words. Then the teacher models and narrates the actions again, and the students also perform the actions. And then three, the students perform the series of actions while narrating them and practicing the words. This language teaching method is very effective, and Melanie was using it with middle grade students at her school. One day she decided they would make collages using pictures cut from magazines because that would be a good way to expand their vocabulary and have some fun at the same time. She had about 20 magazines with her, scissors, glue, and large pieces of construction paper on which to mount the pictures that the kids chose. She began the lesson for the kids saying, "I choose a magazine. I look through the pictures. Here is a nice one for spring. I take my scissors. I cut out the picture. Now I put it on my paper." And now that she had done it once for the kids, it was time for them to do it with her. So she began again. "I choose a magazine," and her students repeated her words and chose a magazine. "I look through the pictures," and they all paged through the magazine. And then she led them through choosing a picture, cutting it out, and they practiced saying it. And then after they had a couple of pictures cut out, they did it again. And Melanie picked up another magazine, and she started again. "I choose a magazine," and they all said it and did it. And then Melanie was supposed to say, "I look through the pictures." But when she started looking through this new magazine, she discovered that there was this big, ugly, live cockroach on the page she was looking at. So instead of saying, "I look through the pictures," she screamed, threw the magazine on the floor, and jumped on top of it to kill the cockroach. Well, the entire group of students followed her lead. They screamed loud enough to be heard in the class next door. They threw their magazines on the floor, and they stomped on them. And then they all smiled proudly at Melanie because they had done a wonderful job of following her lead, even though she had changed the routine. Melanie looked at her beaming students and just cracked up. She could barely speak. She was laughing so hard, but she managed to explain what had happened. And they spent the rest of the class reenacting the cockroach stomping incident and learning their English, just not the words that Melanie had planned for them to learn that day. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Laughter is the Best Medicine. We're sharing stories from the book and our daily newsletter as well. So if you want to have a free story delivered to your email inbox every day, go to chickensoup.com and click on the podcast button. You'll see a button there to sign up for the newsletter, and you'll actually find a bunch of choices, including a daily story newsletter, or our three weekly newsletters with stories about pets or busy moms or fighting cancer. You can pick up a copy of our new laughter book at Walmart, Target, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Amazon, Kroger, Meijer, and wherever else you like to get your books. Come back for our next episode to hear two more funny stories from this book, this time about the embarrassing things that kids say and do.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.